This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We are learning Meseches Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Meseches Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara brought a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel in a case where a woman made a neder. She said, I aser myself to all Yidden. The question is, does she aser to the Yavam? If her husband dies, is she aser to the Yavam because of her neder? Because do we say, does she even think about the possibility that her husband may die and she'll fall to the Yavam, and therefore she has in mind to aser the Yavam, or she's just trying to get out of the Baal? She doesn't want to live with the Baal, and she doesn't want to make him feel bad, so she says everyone, but she doesn't have in mind the Yavam. So Rav said, the Yavam's not like the Baal, she doesn't have in mind the Baal. Shmuel says, the Yavam's like the Baal, she has in mind the Baal. So Abaye brought a raya to Rav. It's mestaber she doesn't think of the husband, because we know the Mishnah said that whenever a woman is thinking to aser the Yavam, then we don't request that the Yavam give her chalitza, because it's her fault that she intentionally wanted to remove the possibility of Yibam. So the Mishnah said that Hanoideres Hanami Yavama B'chaye Bala, that if a woman asers with a neder, the Yavam, if she asers herself from getting Hanah from the Yavam during her husband's lifetime, we force the Yavam to give her Chalitza. Now, if, the Gemara said, V'imisa, if she's thinking of the possibility that her husband might die and she'll fall to the Yavam, so that means she's intentionally trying to destroy the possibility of Yibam, then why do we force him to do Chalitza? We should only request him to do Chalitza. Because the Mishnah says that if she has in mind to aser Yibam, then we will not force the Yavam to give her Chalitza, but rather we only request it. And the Gemara is saying, if you're going to say like Shmuel, that she thinks of the possibility she may fall to Yibam, then why would we force the Yavam to do Chalitza? We should only request it. V'misa demaska daita, if she thinks of that possibility, then mevakshimi boile, we should just request of her to do Chalitza. Says Gemara, really, Shmuel is right. Really, she thinks of the possibility of falling to the Yavam, and Shmuel is right. She is, therefore, she thinks of that possibility. She's doing it intentionally. And really, we shouldn't force the Yavam. We should only request of him. But you know what our Mishnah is talking about? Here we're dealing with the Isha Sheyesh Labanim, a woman that has children. Since she has children, she for sure, even according to Shmuel, doesn't think about the possibility of falling to Yibam. She doesn't think her husband will die. First of all, her children will die, and then her husband will die. This much, she doesn't think of the possibility. Aval ein labanim. So the Gemara says, really? That means if she doesn't have children, then what? She does think about the possibility. And then we don't force him to do chalitza, we merely ask of him. Mevakshin, then we would ask of him. Then aditoni im niskavna lekach. Then instead of the Mishnah saying, if she expressly is mechavein to aser the Yavam, afilu b'chaye bala, even in the lifetime of the husband, we don't force the Yavam to give chalitza. Mivakshim imenu sheyachlutzla. Why would the Mishnah have to say that if she's mechavein, then we only request of the Yavam, lifleg velisni bedida, we should differentiate and teach within the very case itself, even if she's not mechavein, that in other words, bamed var mamurim, you know when we're kaifin oisai, you know when we force the Yavam to give chalitza, b'sheyesh labanim, when he has children, aval ein labanim, But if he doesn't have children, mevakshin, we should merely request. But rather we see from here, it doesn't matter if she has children, and it doesn't matter if she doesn't have children. It must be, why did it have to say in the Mishnah, if she's mechavein to aser the husband, the yavam, then we don't force him to do chalitza. But if we're in the world of Shmuel, then the only reason we force is because she has children. And so just say, and if there aren't children, then we don't force. Why do you have to say, if she's mechavein, we don't force? If we're in Shmuel, the default is that she is mechavein, as long as she doesn't have children. Elishma mina, it must be that loishna yesh labanim, loishna in labanim. It doesn't matter if they're children or not. Nevertheless, even if there are no children, we don't say she thinks about the possibility, and therefore koifenoisa, we force him to give her chalitza, kerav, like Rav. Shma mina, the halacha is like Rav, and the only time we don't force as if she's explicitly mechavein to aser the yavam. Hadrin alach beishamai. Okay, we begin a new parak, the parak Cheresh Shanasa Pikachas. We have a big Mishnah here. Almost all the case of the Mishnah we've already seen in the previous parak. So it should be a breeze, a walk in the park, as they say. Cheresh Shenosa Pikachas, a deaf mute that married a sane woman. Usually we say a deaf mute is not fully sane. Upikach Shenosa Chareshes, or a sane man who married a deaf mute woman. So either he's a Cheresh or she's a Chareshes. Imratza Lahoitzi, if he wants to divorce, Yoitzi, he could divorce. Because in both of these cases, the marriage is only midrabanan. So since it's midrabanan, even though a chareshes doesn't have das, now, the woman never has to have das for a gittin, but even a cheresh, who, how could he give a get, he doesn't have das, the answer is his marriage is only midrabanan in the first place. Imratza lahoitzi yoitzi, if he wants to be maitzi, chareshes, a deaf mute, imratza lahoitzi, if he wants to divorce Yoitzi, he could divorce her. If he wants to keep her, Yikayim, he could keep her. Kishem Shahu Koines Biramiza, Kahu Moitzi Biramiza. The same way, how did the Cheresh marry her in the first place? He married her by, he couldn't say Hareya Mekudesh Asli. He pantomimed it. He motioned. He gesticulated. Kachu Moitzim Riza. So likewise, he divorces her by gesticulating. Pikeach Shedasa Pikachas. A sane man who married a sane woman. Then is Charsha. She became a Chareshes. And Ratsa Yoitz. If he wants to divorce her, he can, because a woman doesn't need Das to get divorced. Vim Ratsa Yikayim. If he wants to keep her, he could keep her. Nishtatis, if she became insane, lo yoitzi, he can't divorce her, because we're afraid a woman who's insane, she could be taken for, to be abused immorally, so she can never be divorced. Nischarish hu, if he becomes a cheresh, oy nishtata, then einam oitzi alamas, he can never divorce her, because their marriage was midai raisa, and he has no way to be mevatoa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, why a woman who became a deaf mute you could divorce her, and a man who became a deaf mute, you can't divorce. So they said back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, there's no comparison. A man who divorces is not in any way similar to a woman who gets divorced. A man needs das to divorce his wife. A woman does not need das to get divorced. A woman can be divorced bal karchach. Shoyisha yoitzes lertzayna. A woman goes out willingly, v'sholoy lertzayna, or unwillingly. A man can only divorce willingly. And therefore, to support this, to substantiate this, Heir Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada al Achareshes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada testified about a deaf-mute woman, Shehisia of her father married her off. Now, a deaf-mute woman, if her father is marrying her off, it's a marriage d'oraisa. She yoytzeb again, she could get divorced with a get. So Amrulai, the Chachamim said, Avzuki yoytzeba. Likewise, if a man married a woman and she became a chareshes, you could divorce her. Next case, Bezachin, Chareshin, two deaf brothers, Nesu and the Bezachos Chareshes, they married two deaf sisters. Oilishte Achoyos Pikachos, or two sisters that are sane. Oilishte Achoyos, or two sisters, Achos Chareshes, Achos Pikachos, one deaf mute and one sane. Oy beis achoyes charoshes, or two sisters that are deaf. Nesuin l'shtei achim pika, married to two sane brothers. Oy l'shtei achim rashi, two deaf mute brothers. Oy l'shtei achim, or to two brothers. Echad cheresh v'echad pikeach, one cheresh and one pikeach. Harei elu peturin min achalitza u'min ayibam. They are pater from chalitza and yibam. Why? Because it's achas ishtai. The woman that falls to you is your wife's sister. It's plain and simple. V'imayu nachrius, but if these two women that the two brothers married were not sisters, so yichnaisu, you can marry her. V'imratzu lahitzi, if you want to divorce her, then you could divorce her because one of you are a cheresh. So it's a marriage drabanan. So even if he's a cheresh and she's a pikeach, the marriage is only midrabanan to begin with, so he could divorce her. Next case, shnei achin echad cheresh v'echad pikeach, two brothers. One is a cheresh and one is a pikeach. Nesuin l'shtei achoyos pikachos, married to two sisters that are pikachos. Two brothers. One was a cheresh, one pikeach. Married to two sisters. Pikachas. So, two brothers. One was a cheresh, one was a pikeach. Married to two sisters. One was pikeach. Both of them who are pikachas. Meis cheresh bala pikachas. If the deaf-mute brother married to the pikachas died, mayas pikeach bala pikachas. What should the sane brother married to the sane woman do? Nothing. This woman's not zakuk to him, because she's achos ishtai. Teitze mishem achos isha. So the woman goes out because it's his wife's sister. Meis pikeach bala pikachas, if the pikeach bala pikachas dies, ma yasa chirish bala pikachas. Now what does a chirish bala pikachas do? Now he's in hot water, because the woman is zakuk to him midoraisa. His wife, who is a pikachas, is only married to him midrabanan, because he's a cheresh. So the halach is moitzi ishto beget. He has to get rid of his wife. His wife is achos kukasai. His wife is the sister of a woman who's zakuk to midaraisa. The eishes achiv, and his wife's, and the wife of his brother, asur l'olam, is also forever, because it's the sister of his grusha. So Nebuch, a cheresh, who's married to Pikachas, if his brother's wife died, even Bizman Hazeh, right? A deaf-mute man married to a regular woman. If Nebuchadnezzar's brother dies without children and his brother was married to his wife's sister, it could be a very terrible situation for him. Shnei... What?
If the marriage is at Derabanan and now it becomes Doraita that he has to marry, he has to do Yibum to the...
Yeah, exactly. Him being a Cheresh, he was only able to be married to his wife, Midrabanan. But when his brother died, his brother's wife, who's his wife's sister, is falling to him midiraisa. So the zika that she has midiraisa is going to aser his rabbinic wife to him. And the fact that, and he can't live with the Yavama either, because the Yavama was his rabbinic wife's sister. Shnei achin pikhin, nesuin l'shtei achayos, two sane brothers, married to two sisters, achas chareshes v'achas pikachas. One was deaf-mute, one was sane. Meis pikeach bal chareshes. If the sane brother died, married to the chareshes, mayasa pikeach bal pikachas, teitzei mishum achas isha, then the Yavama leaves alts achas isha. Meis pikeach bal pikachas, if the sane brother married to the pikachas dies, mayasa pikeach bal chareshes. What does the sane brother do, married to the chareshes? Moitzias ishtoi beget. He divorces his wife with a get, because his wife is again achos kukasai. And eshes achiv, he can't do yibum to her, but he gives her chalisa. Now, in the previous case, you had two brothers, one's a cherish and one a pikeach, married to two pikachas, and the cherish died. The pikeach ba pikachas stays with his wife, and the yavama goes out mishum achos isha. But when the pikeach ba pikachas die, the cherish ba pikachas, he has to divorce his wife, and eshes achiv is aser, he can't give her chalitza, because the cherish can't give chalitza in the previous case. Shnei, next case. Shnei achin, two brothers. Echad cheresh v'echad pikeach. One is deaf mute, one is pikeach. L'nesu'n l'shtei achayis. Achas chereshes v'achas pikachas. So a deaf man and woman are married, and a sane man and woman are married. Meish cheresh v'achareshes. If the deaf mute woman dies, the husband of the deaf mute woman, ma'yas pikeach ba pikachas. Again, they're two sisters, so not a problem. The chareshes goes out, teitzi mishmachos isha. Meis pikeach bal pikachas, if the pikeach bal pikachas dies, mayas chirish bal chareshes. The chirish bal chareshes is married to his wife midrabanan, but the zika midairaisa is going to aser his wife upon him. Moitzis ishta beget. And the isha sachiv asura lo'olam, because he can never even give her chalitza. Next case. Shnei achin. Two brothers. Echad cheresh v'echad pikeach. Nesuin l'shtei nochriyos. Two brothers. One is deaf mute. One is sane. Married to two foreigners. Pikchais. Okay. Two brothers. One's a cheresh and one's a pikeach. They're married to two nachriyos who are pikachis. Meis cheresh bal pikachas. Ma yasa pikeach bal pikachas. If the cheresh dies, what does the pikeach do? He could do whatever he wants to this woman. It's a regular case. A regular woman's falling to him. There's no erva here. Oy choyleitzoy miyabim. What if meis pikeach bal pikachas? What does she do with the cheresh? Mayasa cheresh, if the pikeach bal pikachas die, mayasa cheresh bal pikachas. What does the cheresh do to a pikachas that falls to him? He can't give her chalitza, he's a cheresh. He could give her yibum, and then he can never divorce her. Kones vein moitzi l'olam. Next case, shnei achin pikchin nesuin lebeiz nachriyos. Two sane brothers, married to two foreign women. Achas pikachas, v'achas chareshes. Two sane brothers, married to two regular women. One is normal, one is not. They're not sisters. Meis pikeach bal chareshes. If the pikeach, the husband of the chareshes die, ma yasa pikeach bal pikachas, he can't give her chalitza. But koines, he could do yibam. Mirmatzal hoitzi yoitzi, he could divorce her because you don't need das, you don't need the woman's das to give her a divorce. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. Mayas pikach bal chareshes. He could do whatever he wants. It's a regular woman falling to a regular guy. Oy chalitz oy miyabi. He either does chalitz or yibam. Shnei achin, two brothers. Echor cheresh. One is deaf, echa pikeach. Nesu and lebeis nachuyos. Achas chareshes, achas pikachas. Two brothers. One deaf, one sane. Married to two regular women. One deaf, one sane. Meis cheresh bal chareshes. If the deaf man married to the deaf woman died, mayasa pikeach bal pikachas. Koines, he could divorce her. I'm sorry, he could do yibam. And if he wants to divorce her, he could divorce her. B'imratzo hoitzi yoitzi. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. If the sane man dies, mayasa cheresh bal chareshes. What does the cheresh do if the pikeach dies? And basically, a pikachas is falling to a cheresh. He can't give her chalitza. Koines, he could do yibum, but he can never give her a divorce because he doesn't have das. Bottom line is, the chachamim were masakein marriage midrabanan to a cheresh and a chareshes. But were they masakein marriage midrabanan to a shoita? We don't find that in the Mishnah. They're only masakein marriage midrabanan to a deaf person, not to a shoita. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Maishna cheresh. What, Michael?
Why should he marry her? It's to do the mitzvah, but it's not really a mitzvah,
because
why should he marry her? He could also, what does he accomplish by
the cheresh? What should the cheresh do to this sane woman? Well, by the way, she's stuck, so she can't marry anyone in the world. By marrying her, he does a mitzvah. Is he chayiv in mitzvah? He's not chayiv in mitzvahs, but it's his only option, otherwise she's stuck. Now once he does Yibam, he can't divorce her. Because he doesn't have Das. But at least she has someone to live with, as opposed to she's in no man's land. She's Zakuk to Yibam and nothing's happening.
Does she have a house? Okay.
So we see from the Mishnah that the Chachamim were Mesakin, marriage midrabanan to a deaf, mute man and woman. But we don't find that by a Shoita. Why were the rabbis masakin marriage with Rabbanan to a cheresh v'chareshes and not to a shoita v'shoita, a male fool and a female fool? Amar Rami Bar Chama, ma'ishna cheresh v'chareshes detakino l'Rabbanan nesuin? What is different about a cheresh v'chareshes that the rabbis were masakin nesuin? U'ma'ishna d'shoita shoita v'shoita d'loy tekino l'Rabbanan nesuin? D'tanya shoita v'katan, a fool and a minor, shenasu nashum, umesu, nishoisen, peturais, minachalitza, minayibum. Because they were never married. So Gemara basically say, a deaf, mute man and woman, they could stay married. They're normal, maybe they don't have fully developed das, but they're not crazy. But crazy people can't be married. Says the Gemara, cheresh v'chareshes dekaima tekanta drabanon, a deaf, mute man and woman, that they can observe a rabbinic enactment and have a marriage to kinu rabbanan nesuin. The rabbis were masakin marriage. Shoyte v'shoyte d'loy kaimi takan d'rabban. They can never fulfill a rabbinic enactment. De'in adam darim nachash v'chvifa achas. A man cannot live with a snake in one basket. Loy takinu rabbanan nesuin. The rabbis were not masakin nesuin. U'mayishna katan d'loy takinu rabbanan nesuin. The cheresh tekinu le'rabbanan nesuin. Why by a katan they were not masakin nesuin and a cheresh they were? A cheresh is not, a katan is not crazy. So a katan and a cheresh basically have the same level das. Why were they masakin for a cheresh and not for a katan? Says Gemara, cheresh lo asi leklal nesuin. Cheresh can never be married otherwise. They will never enter a realm of marriage. Tekin Rabban Nesuin, the rabbis were Masakin Nesuin. But Katan, a minor, Dasukan Nesuin, eventually they'll come to the possibility of full-fledged marriage. Loi Tekin Rabban Nesuin, the rabbis did not enact Nesuin. Rekta Gemara, but Vahare Katana, the Asya Leklal Nesuin, but Tekin Rabban Nesuin. But we know that even though they were not Masakin for a Katan, because he will come into the category of Nesuin. But a Katana will come into the category of Nesuin. And the Rabbanan were Masakin for a Ketana Nisuin. Why? They'll eventually come to the category of Nisuin. So it's Gemara, there it's different. A girl needs to be protected, otherwise she could be abused. Hasam over there, Shalayina Goba Minak Hefker, so that they don't deal with her in a ownerless way. So now the Gemara says something very interesting. So they're Masakin for a Ketana, so she's not abused. They're Masakin for a chareshes also. Why is it a katana could nullify a marriage and a chareshes, which is mejabanan, cannot? Umayishna katana d'mema'enas. What is special about a katana? She could be mema'in. Umayishna chareshes d'loy mema'enas. And a chareshes not. Says the Gemara, very simple. If we're going to allow the chareshes to do mi'un, then men would keep away and they would never marry her. By a ktana, we say that, okay, I'll take my chances with the ktana. It's not like she could abolish it forever, but the state of being deaf mute is forever. So why would a man want to marry a deaf mute if we allowed her to do mi'un? Then she would forever be in a state of mi'un. She would forever be in a state that she could do mi'un. And then a guy would say, well, why should I marry her? At 90, she could do mi'un. I can never, at least with the ketana, I'll make her work for 3 years, and then I'll let down my guard and I'll show my true self. But with the chareshes, well, my whole life I have to be on guard. She could nullify it at any time. So therefore we can't give her that option. Okay, Marv Raboisai, thank you so much for joining. And we're closing in on the end of Maseches Yevamos. Wishing you a wonderful night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.